Dateline Saddle River City. The entire city was out in force last Friday night at the Saddle River Civic Auditorium for the presentation of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Season 1 Podcast Awards. Fans lined the streets in eager anticipation of getting a glimpse of their favorite stars arriving. Dr. Grant and Chips arrived and gladly signed autographs and posed for pictures. Chips sure knows how to please a crowd as he hovers up high to give a wave to the folks in the back, causing quite a commotion and setting the rumor mill in high gear. Flight attendant Christy and Ensign Tim Barreri arrived together. Both repeatedly stated that they are just good friends, but insiders suspect there may be more to this story than the two were letting on. Met with resounding boos, Dr. Steve and Fidget arrived next. Dr. Steve looking delightfully evil in his new black cape, while Fidget excitedly waved to a small but loyal group of fans near the entrance to the auditorium. Finally, the biggest star of them all, Dr. Floyd, arrived. My, such a big limousine for such a small head. And just who was Dr. Floyd's date for the evening? Why, it's his mother, Mrs. Floyd. Give a wave to the crowd, Mrs. Floyd. The assembled throng then moved inside for the awards, and after a stirring opening number, we got underway. The first award of the evening was given out for Best Supporting Actor or Actress. It was the very lovely flight attendant Christy who picked up that honor. She thanked her family and friends and all the other nominees, especially Tim Pereri. Again, the rumor mill's world. Interesting side note to the evening is that Mina Smith was not in attendance, though he was nominated for this category, leading some to believe that he was still trapped in that cave. The award for Best Guest Star in Season 1 was handed out next, and two statues were needed as the Waffle Brothers, Chris and Tim Waffle, took home statues for their portrayal of the Wright Brothers. In the evening's upset, evil mastermind Dr. Steve took home the award for Best Actor. While he ran through his 12-page acceptance speech, many wondered if there had been any vote tampering going on. Dr. Floyd, who many thought had been a lock for this award, was gracious as ever, noting only that now it would be even harder to live with Dr. Steve. Finally, the award for Best Episode was given out, and it was a tie between episodes 105 and 113. Both episodes will be replayed next weekend on the Dr. Floyd podcast. Dr. Floyd wrapped up the evening, thanking everyone for coming, and reminded folks that brand new episodes of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd begin being podcast on April 3rd, 2005. And with that, we leave the star-studded Saddle River Civic Auditorium as we drift off into a night of dreams and dancing. New episodes of the educational, family-friendly podcast, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, begin on Sunday, April 3rd, 2005. All the info you need is at www.drfloyd.com. That's www.drfloyd.com. Set your imagination to fun!